Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's me, Coach MJ, here for Ask Me Anything. Don't really ask me anything. Make sure your chat is set to everyone. Make sure that chat set to everyone, and you use the Q&A if you want to ask me a question. I'll be happy to answer it. All right. They've moved the Q&A. And it just drives me insane. I can't help myself. It's good to see y'all too. Come on in, come on in. I'm gonna run my mouth for a minute. I'm gonna tell y'all, I just got this sweater and I love it. And I actually ordered like three new sweaters. And then we had fall spring here in the South last week, and it was like 75 degrees, and I was like, oh. Myself. I don't know what happened. It totally kicked me out. That is weird, weird, weird. Okay. Well, there you go. I'm back. Yay. Who I was like, it just went black. I don't know. That was crazy. Okay, I'm back. So, and I'm not Corinne either. Look, now I'm all discombobulated. Now I'm just discombobulated and everything. Okay. I'm gonna get recombobulated. All right, now. So we are going through START. We sold a little group program. I'm just saying, if y'all watch your emails, middle of March, you might get to go through it again with me. I may be thinking about redoing it. So there's that. Just saying, if you might want to, there may be some news coming. So I may do it again. But I went back through the START. So we did this START like implementation. We did that. And then, so it was 8 weeks. But if you remember way back in the day, we had the, what you call it? The workshop at the very beginning of the year. And it was called START. And so she taught us what START meant. So I went back through it again on Monday. And I'm just going to tell you, there were a couple of things that really stuck out to me. And I want to make sure that we kind of go over them because it is super important. And I think it says a lot. I will also say this, if you ask me a question, I had two questions in the Q&A before Zoom decided it did not want me to be on this call. Those questions are now gone. So if you could please repost those for the two of you that had questions in there. Alice, I got yours, but any that came in before I went dark. Like, let me know. All right. So first is the S in START. So the S in START is simple wins first. And I'm going to encourage all of y'all. It's in module two of the START. You can go and listen to these. But I think that it is so important. I think it is so important to go back and listen to that original. You don't have to listen to all the coaching and the 4 hours or whatever, just the little videos, the pre-recorded videos. I don't even think they were I think Corinne taught it live. But anyway, go back and listen to the S, the T, the A, the R, the T. But I want to talk about the S and the A because I feel like those are super important. So S is simple wins first. Simple wins first. So, and that's really how this whole 8 weeks of start was done. So if you remember, like last week, we talked about the plan and then thinking about everything that's going to get in the way of the plan. This week was like how to implement the plan, how to do when plans change and whatnot. 1 week we did hunger, like waiting for hunger. And then the second week was what happens when you don't want to stop, wait for hunger. We broke it down. She did a really good job of doing that. But your brain is never too old to rewrite those pathways that you've got. I don't care if you're listening to me and you're 80 years old. It does not matter. You can make sure that you can rewrite those pathways. So this is the best part about all of this. The problem is your feelings do not stick around long enough for you to lose the weight. Let me say that again. Your feelings don't stick around a lot. By feelings, I'm talking about motivation, excitement, will not stick around long enough for you to lose your weight. Period. It will not. The problem is most people don't have a system in place for when your mood changes. Amen. That is why I love James Clear when he tells us in his book, Atomic Habits, it's not a you problem, it's a process problem. So when you are riding the high of motivation, that is when you've got to put in those processes that will help you continue when the motivation is gone, which is why you want sticky notes, why you want to, maybe stick a discovery worksheet in your pantry, why you want to keep your planner out and about to remind you of what you're trying to do. Maybe that's why you have like, you fill up your water, you fill up two waters in the morning to make sure that you know both of them are gone. You need those processes for when the motivation is gone. I just love that so much. And it just goes to show it's not us. There's nothing the matter with us. We just need a better process, y'all. That's all that needs to happen. So you go back into the trained responses. So those habit loops that we talk about, the habit loops, that's how it's just trained. We've done it for so long. That's how so many of us are like, well, shit, how did I find myself here in this here pantry up to my elbows in Cheetos? How did that happen? I don't even remember walking in here. Those are the trained responses, and that is why you need those processes in place. And I love this so much. When you mislabel the problem, you apply the wrong solution. So if the problem is I'm broken, I have no willpower, I'm never going to figure this out, I always do this. If you're the problem and you're talking to yourself like that, the only way to get away from it is to quit. But when you find yourself in the pantry and you identify the problem is a trained response that you've done for a long time, you can start to figure out solutions to interrupt that habit loop because that's all that's happened. It is no reflection on you as a human being that you're doing what you always did. It's a habit. That's all it is. The problem isn't you, the problem is your process. So I just love that so much. The T is tracking. And then the A, I love that too. I'm going to talk about the A. When you mislabel the problem, you apply the wrong solutions. And then A, I feel like the S and the A go hand in hand. Act like you're motivated. Act like you are motivated. Okay, motivation gets you going, but it can't keep you going. That's why you need the S, the little small. The other thing I'm gonna say about the small wins, there is too much of a good, you can have too much of a good thing. When you do small actions first, you only want to do one, maybe two at the time. What we do is we're like, you pick one little small action, which is lovely. You pick your action, and then what happens? That's not good enough. I need another one. I'll find another small action. Next thing you know, you're 10 small actions deep, and it ain't so small. We got to be willing to work on one, maybe two things at a time. Because when you pile up 10 small things, they're not that small. They're just not. And then, okay, so act like you're motivated. Weight, oh, I love this so much. Weight loss is dependent on what you do when you go back to baseline. So baseline is what we were talking about. Once the motivation is gone and you go back to normal and regular, which is always going to happen because we can't ride high for that long. We cannot ride high for that long. So weight loss is dependent on what you do when you go to back to baseline. You're going to spend the majority of your time in baseline. That's where you're going to live 90% of the time. We got to figure out how you're going to do that. How you're going to lose your weight when you are where you're going to be 90% of the time. And that goes back to the S. Just a small implementation, one little thing at a time. So you're going to act as if there is a version of you at goal weight. She got there by doing shit she was not motivated to do. You're going to have to tap into her because she's on the other side going, I am so glad that sometimes I did stuff when I didn't want to. You should do the same. That's how we get here. It goes back to that equal airtime. How are you speaking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself in those moments? Yeah, I know that I don't want to do this right now, but I'm just going to do it right now and see how I feel. Maybe it's not that bad. I'm just going to try it, see how it feels. And then the R is respond to urges, which we did a really good job of. Corinne did a really good job of talking about. Doing the response to urges about like, you notice how you're feeling in your body, and then you figure out what you're thinking and then decide I can eat right now or not. So it's not forced. It's, food is available to you. And then T, my favorite, don't believe everything you think, honey. Just don't. But go back and listen to those. I was not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I just felt like the S and the A, like as we wind up February, those really do. I mean, that's where you lose weight, y'all. That's where weight loss happens. That's just where it is. It happens in the everyday, it happens in the moments when you might not feel like it. And then it's never been you. You just need a good process to remind you of what you want to do. I just love that. And I think we all need that reminder. I think we all. So, all right. Alice, I want to lose. Oh, T meant tracking, STAR. And then the last T was. Don't believe everything you think. Think. That was the T. Okay. And you can find this under this month in No BS. And after this month, it'll be under bonus courses or it'll be at the bottom in the archive. There'll be several places to find it. I want to lose 4 more pounds, but part of me wonders if that is realistic, if I still want to lose more weight or if I should stay here. I have done the maintenance course many times and have gone to ask coaches several times, including this week, but I still am stuck. Not happy at my weight, not certain if I want to lose the 4 pounds. Any quick tips? I have a great tip. Alice, what would you need to do differently to lose that 4 pounds? What would you have to give up? what emotional eating is standing in your way? What foods would you have to level up? What would you have to do to get there? And then is that thing something that you are willing to do and excited to do for the rest of your life? If the answer is no, then don't. If the answer is yes, do it and see what happens. There you go. Let's see. Chris, can you help me review my neutral thoughts recapping my family vacation? I return on Saturday night and the scale is up. I'm being patient with myself and telling both sides of the story since this is my first vacation since joining Lose 10. Okay. I'm wondering when the post-trip weight will come down again. Here's what I'm thinking. I planned and tracked my habits daily. I focused on water, sleeping, and timed eating to enough. It's also true that I was enjoying life so much that I missed my cues, and that's okay. Yeah. Since I've come back home, I've noticed that my eating pace is quicker, so the action I'm focusing on is slowing down my weight, slowing it up way down. Eager for your coaching. I love all of this. So I typically do not weigh for the number of days I was gone. That's my rule. Like if I'm gone 7 days, I don't weigh for 7 days. And the other thing you might want to, and you already know you overate. You said that because I was enjoying myself so much. Sometimes I didn't notice I stopped it enough. So maybe your weight is up just a hair from that. But that's okay too. You had a good time. I always, when I used to come back from vacation or a holiday or anything, I would always ask myself, what was like the three things that I did so well that I want to put it on repeat for next time? Like, it sounds like you did. Water was great. You planned and tracked, like, whatever the three things are that you're like, girl, if I go on vacation tomorrow, I want to make sure I do these three things. And then I would pick one to two things that, like, I didn't love how I showed up here. Like, I just wish I would have done this just a little bit differently. I'm going to remember that for next time. So that's what you want to do now. Because every time you overeat or you go off plan or whatever it is, it's just an opportunity to learn. And then the other thing you can also do, we do this at the holidays too. We do like our holidays, Christmas kind of course. You set your intention ahead of time. Do you want to lose weight, gain weight, or maintain your weight? Before you even go, you can do that for any vacation. Because sometimes you do want to gain weight. I'm willing to gain 3 pounds on this vacation or 4 pounds on this vacation. Or I want to come back and in a week, I want to weigh exactly what I weighed when I left. Whatever it is. So set your intentions before you go, learn from it. And then I love that you're like, I noticed since I came home, your eating pace is quicker. So you're like, you know what? That's the next thing up. That's your small win. That's the small thing you're going to work on, slowing down your eating. That's perfect. The best way to get this vacation weight off, if it is indeed vacation weight, is just to go back to what you were doing before vacation. Love that. Okay. Geraldine says, why did I eat ice cream last night and a peanut butter cup? I don't know. You tell me, Geraldine. What did that give you? What were you looking for? What did you need last night? You tell me what you needed last night. It filled something for you. It either gave you a feeling or helped you avoid feeling a feeling, right? So what was it? I had skipped dinner. Maybe you were hungry. Were you hungry, Geraldine? That's a good question. Okay. You had skipped dinner, but what was your thought? What was your thought, Geraldine? I deserve it. It feels like defiance. Okay, what were you defying? I deserve something. I deserve it eating. Yeah. So, in that moment, you want to pause and be like, okay, I'm not hungry. What am I thinking right now? I deserve it. Oh, I deserve it. Why do you deserve it? Why do you deserve to eat when you're not hungry? Why would you want to do that? If I say yes to this right now, what am I saying no to? I don't want to cook. I took care of others. Yeah. And you had an opportunity in that moment, Geraldine, to take care of you too by not eating. I just delivered a great meal to a friend who'd broken her leg. Okay. So then you've got to work on the conversation. When you know you're reaching for something that you didn't plan and you're not hungry, that's when you want to have the conversation. You wanted to be taken care of. Yeah, I wasn't taking care of me. I love this. No one cares about me. So shoot on them. I know who does care about me. Ben and Jerry, they love me. So, but here's what I want you to do. This is just a learning opportunity. So when you have got a day of give, 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 you need to take care of you too. I know I've been pouring out of my cup so much today. I need to put a little bit back in. How can I do that right now? How can I take care of me? That was good, Geraldine. Yeah. Yes. You just got to take care of yourself. I love that. What brand and where did you get that fabulous sweater? Love it. It looks great on you. I want it to say, I want it to be common sense, but it's not. It's comments. Something like that. COMME. Something like that. I want it to be common sense, but it's not. It's commence or something. But I do like it. I've gotten several sweaters from there. Will the START program stay in this month and no BS or move to courses? It will move to the bonus courses section. And it will also, if you ever go to this month and no BS and you scroll to the bottom, we keep all the archived ones there. So you can find it there on that page if you want to. But yes, it will move to bonus courses. Remember when you started the no BS uniform trend? I did. I had me a overall. And it was the no BS uniform. I really should have had a what you call it? An affiliate link. I could have made me about $15. Andrea says, I have been here a few months and really have been working hard on finding enough and trying to determine what eating more is giving me. What need is it meeting? The good news is I'm not gaining weight, but I'm sure not losing. That tells me I'm still eating more than my body needs. I think that what need the food is trying to meet is comfort from stress at work, loneliness, and disconnect from my husband at home. I have tried warm blankets, something warm to drink, etc. Any suggestions? The other thing you can work on, Andrea, is just the thoughts that you're having about it. Okay. So you might want to work on the loneliness and disconnect from your husband at home. So, is there a way that you could connect with him at home? Is there anything that you could do to try to rekindle some of that connection? Like that might be something you could do, or just how you talk about it. So maybe it's like there have been times in our marriage that we have been more connected. This is just a season where we're not, and that's okay for right now. Maybe you talk about it in a different way. The stress at work, look at what is creating the stress at work and try to work on the thoughts about that. Yes, the thoughts. I'm working on telling myself a different story. I can't change him. I can only change myself. That's the other thing. Like, it is so, yeah, the story I'm telling myself is creating the stress I'm betting. Yes, absolutely. And you can take all that to ask coaches, right? You can do all of that. Or if you like, anybody that's like really stressed, having a hard time, and you do want to get private coaching for a time, you can do that as well. We offer private coaching as well. So if you're like really going off the end, maybe you do hire a private coach inside of No BS. But that's great. But it's, when you are wallowing in negative thoughts, my husband and I aren't connecting, work sucks, a warm blanket is going to be lovely. But you're still not going to feel really comfortable because of all the negative thoughts that you have about it. So it's almost like getting in there, wrapping yourself up in the warm blanket, and giving yourself an opportunity to say, like, what am I thinking about this? Is that even true? How else could I look at it? And then, yeah, I love that. I love that. Let's see. What is the theme for March? Now, I don't remember the exact name of the course, but basically, it tastes so good. That's what it is. Like, I don't want to stop eating. Yeah. So, but I can't remember the exactly name of it. Why can't I remember the name of it? Oh, here it is. I'll tell you what it's called. Eating Foods You Love Without Losing Control. That's the name of it. I knew I would come up with the name of it. I was like, it's on this computer somewhere and it is good. Y'all, it is good. Corinne just wrote it. It's really, really good. Where is the start overview on the website? Thank you. It's under courses and this month in No BS. Where you will find it. It's where you'll find it. Can I repeat that? Repeat what? Well, I can repeat that the start is under courses and this month in No BS. And the title is Eating Foods You Love Without Losing Control is the name of it. I've just been calling it tastes so good. Because that's really what it is. Like you get there and you're like, oh, but it tastes so good. That's what I've been calling it. Having a hard time giving up pie in the sky planning, and that's why I don't follow my plan. How can I rewire my diet brain? Anonymous, here's the thing. You're gonna write the foods you love on the plan and it's gonna feel weird. And you're gonna have to let it feel weird. There's that. I'm not following it anyway. Why don't just for a little bit? We were just talking about acting like the future you. I'm becoming a person who eats food she loves and eats and loses weight. I'm gonna start that right now. Now is just as good a time as any. Because I know what I'm doing isn't working. I need to switch it up and do something else. And I'm willing to feel a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit. I'm willing to feel a little bit uncomfortable and still do it. And that's what it is. A lot of times, like those changes, your brain loves a way to do it. And then also remind yourself it's normal. This is how I've always lost weight in the past. So, of course, I'm wanting to do it this way now. Of course. That's why I'm wanting to do it like that. It makes so much sense, but I'm doing something a little bit differently. And it's gonna feel weird, and that's okay. When we've been doing something so long and you're trying to change a habit, it's gonna feel like something's off, like we're doing it wrong, right? Because it doesn't align with our habit. So it feels like you're doing something against you, like it feels a little bit wrong. And that's how it's supposed to feel. That's when you know change is happening. I mean, don't feel like shit, but it sure does feel like something a little bit off, you know? When you mislabel the problem, somebody's asking, you apply wrong solutions. And that's all in start. I wrote these notes from the start, from Corinne's own, her own mouth. I wish I could say it was my own brilliance. But it was not. Alas, it was not. Hene, I've been at a stall for 2 weeks, maintaining the same 2 to 3 pounds, and I have been planning and water like it's my job. But when I look at the habits, my enough for dinner only is at the 75%. Okay. I find myself eating 2 to 3 bites past enough because I'm concerned on getting hungry later. If I'm hungry later, I can't honor it because I get heartburn if I eat later. Then I'm mad I didn't eat earlier. Rinse and repeat. Okay. What would happen if you just went to bed hungry, had some water, and went on to bed? If I get hungry later, these 2 bites, here's what you can tell yourself. These 2 bites are not going to keep me from getting, I mean, 2 bites, I mean, that's what's keeping you in maintenance or stalled. But what if you just gave them up? Can I just see what happens? And if I get hungry, I'll drink some water and go on to bed. I bet it's going to be okay. But I bet I'm not going to get hungry. And if I do, I'll deal with that by drinking water. Try that and see. Marsha. I lost 85 pounds starting early 2024 and have been maintaining for 6 months. I recently learned that my liver enzymes are elevated, and although not confirmed with my doctor yet, the raised values are in line with my use of GLP-1. All was fine with these tests prior to going on the GLP-1 a year ago. I'm very anxious about the thoughts of going off the GLP-1 if it turns out that I'm correct. So many people regain when they go off of them, but there are also people who don't. Remember that. Tell yourself both sides of the story. I'm working through other possible causes with my doctor, which makes me anxious as well. But in the meantime, what are some thoughts and practices I can do to address my anxiety about both the unknown medical issue and the possibility of having to go on GLP-1? First of all, here's some good thoughts for you. If I have to go off this GLP-1, I am 100% in the right place. I will have all the support that I need, no matter what. That's exactly what you tell yourself. And then some people do gain weight going off a GLP-1, but some people don't. There are people who have gone off of it and have been able to maintain their weight loss. And that is what you remember. And then the other thing too is, I mean, you're worried about what's going to happen no matter what happens, no matter what these tests reveal, no matter what they are. You have got amazing support. It sounds like you've got a great doctor, and I will figure this out. There has not been one thing in my life yet I have not figured out. And but let a little bit of anxiety be there. Remember, that's normal. But just watch your thoughts. And how far, don't let it go too far down a rabbit hole. When you notice you're going down a rabbit hole, you're like, okay, I don't know what's happening yet, but I have an amazing team. Or, yes, that may be one thing, that is one option it could be, but there are a lot of other options it could be as well. Just keep reminding yourself of that. I know Marcia said, I'm the queen, you're going down a rabbit hole. Holly has put, okay, I'm hesitant to ask this because I'm not doing all the things to figure this out on my own, but I remember someone saying we don't have to be doing all the things before we ask. I know it was probably me, I bet you. I'm pretty much at goal weight and recently started lifting weights and doing toning exercises. Hey. Normally, I only run 3 to 4 times a week, and I have been the last 3 years, but no other type of exercise. When I started lifting, I was up a bit in my weight, and ever since my weight keeps going up to where it's the highest it's been in probably over a year, but I'm not overeating any more than normal when I would have a slight gain. I'm scared about this and want to know if I'm actually gaining weight or is this just water weight because I'm almost every day since I started lifting. And toning exercise, I'm either gaining a bit or maintaining this weight that is the highest I've been for over a year. I can't tell if my clothes fit differently or not. How do I handle this? My water and sleep are great. First, I would check in with your thoughts because a lot of times when, like, because I know you're like, I'm not eating more than like more over enough than I have in the past. Just double check that because a lot of times what happens when you increase your exercise, there's some thoughts that come up like, oh, I need more. Like a lot of people are like, oh, I need more protein. And so they get like a protein number in their head and they are like, oh, this is about right. But then they're actually overeating the protein. Or I probably need a little bit more, Because I'm doing lifting a lot heavier right now. I need to probably increase just a little bit. Make sure there's none of those thoughts running underneath, because a lot of times that's what we see when somebody drastically increases their activity. A little bit of a gain is normal when you start to tear down muscle and rebuild it. 100%, it is absolutely normal, but you're saying it just keeps going up, up, up. I would just check those thoughts, and just see what happens. Let's see. I'm glad you took all the notes, Chris. That was good. I'm always stuck on what small change to begin with when I'm trying to get going, on weight loss help. Just pick one. I know, just put them all in a hat and pull one out, and that's the one you do. The reason you get stuck on what small change to do is because you want to pick the right one. There's no right one. There's no right one. There's no right one. You could just put a few of them in the chat, Susie. We'll tell you which one to do. The theme for March is eating foods you love without losing control. I don't know if you were on here whenever we heard that. Rachel says, I'm about to go on vacation next week. My husband will attend a conference and I'll be going. Things may change day to day. I will plan categories only like protein and fruit and vegetable at each meal. Then I'll be sure to track. Also get movement in each day. Does that seem like enough? I'm really struggling with actually losing, so I really want to be successful. Yes. And the good news is, Raynell, you've got your brain and your stomach. You can always wait for hunger and stop it enough. Yep. Absolutely. You can do that. Yeah, I love that. Catherine, I've lost weight and have a lot of extra skin, and wondering if you or coaches have any recommendations for supportive undergarments to wear with dresses, fancy times, because they are also expensive. Just looking for recs. I mean, Skims has good shapewear. I don't know. Anybody else have good shapewear? Because they are kind of expensive. I know Skims does have good shapewear. I don't know. You know, that would be a good question in the Facebook group if you're in the Facebook group, Catherine, honestly. Because compression running shorts. Oh, that's good. And they're probably not as expensive. Like once you call them shapewear, girl, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. But those compression running shorts, Shaper Mint. Okay, then. So, Anonymous says, I know marketing. Marketing. That is true. I know we're talking like my mom's funeral and stuff. Oh, weddings, my mom's funeral and Valentine's Day. Those flowers are high. Whew. Spanx, Walmart, Kohl's. I love Shaper Mint too. I ain't never heard of Shaper Mint. Old Navy chill power shorts and look two sizes smaller on sale off Latrina. The skinny girl line at TJ Maxx and Marshalls. Under 20 for a 3-pack. Stops the jiggles and smooths. I love that. Y'all, we getting all of our shapewear stuff. See, look, I knew these ladies. Look, they always got your back. No matter what you need, girl. No matter what you need. Let's see. I was gonna share because everybody's asking about this sweater. Here's the link to the it's comments or something like that. I don't know. There you go. That's the website. And their stuff is really nice. Everything I've gotten from there has been like I haven't gotten pants from there. I've gotten like 4 sweaters from there. But I like them all so far. I have the thought, I should be able to handle all this and stay in my routine when a lot of situations keep happening in my life back to back to back, but I slide out of my routine and then feel shame around it. How do I get out of the shame spiral and look at it differently? So here's the thing though, should you be able to handle it and stay in your routine? That might even just be a, I keep thinking that, but here's the truth. Because here's the thing too, you're still in a routine. You have routines for all kinds of stuff. This is just my busy day routine. This is just my, you know, because you got probably got a routine on the weekend and you got a routine during the week. And you got a routine for certain evenings where you have things to do and a routine for where you don't. We have a bunch of routines in our life. We just do. I just love this idea of my 100%. I've really been like working on it. My 100% looks different every day. When you've got things that are coming your way, your 100% is going to look different. And there are times in life when routines have to change. Things have to shift and pivot and change. And that's okay. But the first question you got to ask yourself is this even true? I keep thinking everything should stay the same. Is that even true? No. I mean, give yourself a little bit of grace there. I do love a protocol. I do love a protocol. Like your minimum baselines. Like on days that life is, you know, coming at me from all directions, what is my like baseline? These things will get done no matter what. I have noticed that I keep creating messes and clutters, so I always have things to sort out. Not sure why I choose to stay in this misery. I'm aware I do it and self-sabotage. Rest, bring always organized and getting to bigger projects. Stuck. Thanks. Okay. So I keep creating messes and what is it keeping you from though? Like when you're creating these messes, what's the problem with doing the bigger projects? Like we've got to figure out why you're not wanting to do the bigger projects. Because that's why you're wanting to stay on what is easy. Maybe it's like that's going to be too hard. It's going to take too long. So you keep creating these little messes so that you actually don't have to do the big thing. But think about what you're thinking about. Anonymous says, do you snack? Sometimes I snack. If I'm hungry, I snack. I feel like I need to eliminate them for weight loss. I'm going to tell you this. If you're eating a snack every single day, I would question it. And for some people, maybe they do need a snack every day. But a lot of times whenever people are telling me that they're stuck or stalled or whatnot, I'll tell them, just send me what you're eating every day. And then I see a snack on there every single day because your needs kind of change day to day. Like what you need one day might not necessarily be what you need the next day. So, like I have snacky foods here that I will have, but I probably, oh God, I probably eat a snack once every couple of weeks. That's just how it is. I'm not really that hungry for a snack. If I start getting hungry early, I'll just eat dinner early. Some of us can't do that. Now, I will say this. When I was working full time, I did have a snack every day because I was starving when I got off work and it was going to be another hour, hour and a half till dinner. So as my like circumstances changed, things changed. So I had lunch at 12. I got off work between 5 and 5:30. We typically didn't have dinner till 6:30 or 7. It had been, you know, like 5.5 hours since I had eaten. So I would eat a handful of nuts so that I wouldn't eat my way through meal cooking. So I did have a snack then, but I typically do not. And if you are eating a snack every day, just please look and check in and make sure that you're actually hungry for it. Let's see. I have 2 weeks to travel to Ireland. And I'm afraid I'm going to go off the rails because I don't have enough time to lose my weight before the trip. I'm very disappointed in myself. How do I reframe my attitude? Okay. Are you afraid? So you think you're going to go off the rails? So you want to come up with a vac first, you're going to decide, do I want to lose weight, gain weight, or maintain my weight while I'm gone? That's the first thing you have to decide. And then decide what your protocol is for this vacation. Like for me, no matter where I go, no matter where I go, I have how many good foods will I eat a day? That's my plan. When I'm on vacation, whatever, how many good foods will I eat today? The rest will be better and best. So, like I was talking to the group this morning, my start group about it this morning. Like I have, if I go on a cruise or something, it's 8 good foods a day. That includes drinks. So that's a great way to do it. That's a great way to, you know, kind of have some guardrails and then, but you know, still be able to enjoy the things of Ireland. And then, so you did not have enough time to lose my weight before the trip. Okay, I didn't. And that's okay. I'm still gonna enjoy Ireland. There will be people ha who have weight to lose in Ireland, and I will be one of them. And that's okay. I am still gonna enjoy this trip. Because we can't argue away the fact that you didn't lose your weight, right? Because it comes up like a lot of times, like we want to argue with ourselves, like if I would have only done this, or if I'd only done that, then I would have been. No, we can't go back and change anything. Today is the day. I'm going to Ireland. I did not lose my weight. Now what? Now what? We're not going to use past you to beat yourself up. She did the best she could. She was using food to take care of herself. She did everything she knew how in the moment. And now you're working on something different, and that's great. But we cannot beat her up for doing, she didn't know what she was doing. Let's see. I know. I'm glad Eugene and Judith got out of Puerto Vallarta when you did. Girl, me and you both. We had an earthquake while we was there, though, but it was good. Can I give a few examples of my protocols, please? So, really, my only protocol is when I'm on vacation, I decide how many good foods I'm gonna have in a day. Like, that's really like it's easy, it's quick. Like, we're going, my son in love is running a marathon in, oh, next weekend, girl, in Myrtle Beach. So, net, and I will be with my in-laws. I call them my in-laws, but they're my daughter's in-laws, and we drink and have us a big time. So, next weekend, I have already decided I'm going to have 4 good foods in a day. Every day that I'm there, I'm going to allow myself 4 good foods. So, that means, and the rest will be better and best. So, I know I'll probably have 2 or 3 drinks, and then that leaves me 1 more good food to make my decision about. And that is what works best for me. That is what works best for me. And I was talking about like I the other protocol I really have, and I don't ever have I don't snack much. But there are a few things in this house that I love for if I get hungry. I always have some kind of cheese here. So if I get hungry for a snack, I can eat cheese, apple with peanut butter, because we typically do have apples here. Or if I do have a like a beef stick, like a chomp stick. That's usually what I'll use for snack food. How do you plan for desserts? Well, Anonymous, you can eat them first. You can eat them as your meal if you want to, or you can just eat less at dinner or at the meal. I always say dinner because that's usually when we have desserts, but eat less at the meal and then you can have your dessert. You save room for it. There you go. That's the easiest way to do it. But you know, you can eat it for the meal. Yeah, I love peanut butter. I really love peanut butter. And I'm just going to tell you, this is a good example. I'm going to use this as an example. So, you know that natural peanut butter is so good for you. The one with the oil and all that other on top, and then you have to mix it and do all that and whatnot, do and mix. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like how thin it is. It does not taste like peanut butter to me. I know it's the best leveled up and it ain't got shit in it and it's better. I hate it. I hate to mix it. I feel like I need to be like lifting weights in order to stir it up. I hate it. I don't like it. And so I've gone back to my beloved Jif because I like it. And I do get Jif Natural, but I hate it. So it's like I am a Jif girl too. I love it. And I like crunchy Jif. Now, here's the rub. My husband, every time I buy that Jif, you know what he tells me? You know that's not healthy. You know you shouldn't be eating that. You need to get the natural. I'm like, maybe you do, but I'm not. I don't want it. Well, we don't need two peanut butter containers. Well, yeah, we do, because I don't eat yours and you don't eat mine. So we do need two of them. Do you know how much of a waste that is, MJ, that you make us get two? I don't care. Do you understand? I don't care. I hope you understand. I don't care. But he gets on my nerves so bad about that damn peanut butter. So we have two peanut butters, and he complains every time I buy Jif. If we go to the grocery store together, I would never ask him to buy it because he would just bitch and moan that he has to buy it. I mean, if he's with me, I'll buy it. But that drives him more insane than just about anything in this world because he's telling me how I'm not healthy and how I need to eat better and how I need to whatever. He gets so mad at me. Yeah, what's the waste about they both get eaten? If they went to the bad, oh, it's terrible. Oh, yeah, he is so. Oh, he gets so mad. And here's the other thing. You should drive him insane. I'll tell you, he's not here today. I can tell his secrets. When I was running, before I would run, like if I did a long run, I would eat half of a banana. Half of a banana. Oh my God. And peanut butter. Because a whole banana was too much. I didn't want to, it would make my tummy hurt when I was running. And he would get up in the morning and he would see the other half of that. Oh God, that banana. Oh God, it's so wasteful. You should eat the whole thing. It's just a banana. It's healthy. Why don't you eat the whole thing? Well, because it felt like a brick in my stomach. I can't do that. Oh God Almighty. Oh, he is just oh. I will tell you, I did have a client who ate. It's called sun butter, and it's like sunflower butter. And I did get it at Trader Joe's, and it was actually good. But yeah, he gets so mad at me. Oh, and he's been we've had like big ass salads this week for dinner, and that's made him happy because he says I'm eating healthy. He tells me I don't eat healthy. He tells me all the time I don't eat healthy enough. But I just want y'all to know whose cholesterol is less. Which he thinks is wrong. He thinks his test is always wrong because my cholesterol's less than his. There's that. My husband can't stand to throw anything away. He'll say it'll be worth something. It'll be worth something. It'll be worth something. Yeah, competitive blood work. Yeah, because when I got mine done, he was like, "Oh, I can't wait to see yours. I bet they're gonna put you on cholesterol medicine. I bet it's through the roof." Ah, no, it's not. Yep. Because I'm gonna just tell you something. He eats healthier than anybody. He eats fruit, fruit, fruit. He doesn't eat anything fried. He eats so healthy. Oh, thank you. Sweater is sassy. Oh, my husband always tells me what his blood pressure is and compares ours. I love that. Yeah. Do you know what? You just they just where they are. I know, and Sophie said cholesterol can be high because of genetics. Honest to goodness, my doctor, everybody in my family has been on cholesterol medicine, and she told me that at one point probably I will have high cholesterol, which is fine. Whatever. Can I just say this is refreshing to talk about? Sometimes I swear my husband and I have these same conversations, and I wonder if I'm in the normal range. You are in the normal range. Could you stream of conscious some thoughts that I could think instead of no one cares about me and therefore I should eat ice cream? But okay. But I care about me. What does nobody caring about you and eating ice cream have anything to do with the other? It doesn't. It doesn't have one doesn't have anything to do with the other. And is it true that nobody cares about you, Geraldine? Is that true? Nobody. Oh, in my mind, eating ice cream is a way to care about me. Okay. I know we all care about you, but here's the thing. Ice cream is a way to care for you. What are some other ways to care for you that would support your goals? Remember, food is always an option, Geraldine. It's always there, but you're learning a new way. So, what are some other ways you could care for yourself? And maybe, ice cream gets put last on the list, and you try these other things first. Okay, it feels true. Oh, Geraldine, this is so good. This may have felt very true when I was 9. But I'm not 9 anymore. And now people do care about me. That's such a good thing that you just said, Geraldine. It felt very true when I was 9 that nobody cared about me, but now I'm not 9. And people do care about me now. And that is true. I love that. Yeah, what are 10 other ways I can care about me? And ice cream can be number 11. Yes, honey, absolutely. Absolutely. It can stay on the table. Nobody's taking away your blankie. Yeah, if you're here, you care about you. That's right. Yeah, I journal about why some of my old thoughts made sense. Yeah. And then try new ones. Yeah, because a lot of our old thoughts, like we don't want them to be there, but they're there for a reason. And they do make sense as to why you think them. They do make sense. If you think about it, they make a lot of sense. That was real. What a great way to end the call. Loving on Geraldine. I love that. That makes me happy. All right, y'all. I love that. All right. Let me know if y'all need anything. I know. So, lots going on. This time next week, we're going to be in March. What in the world? Yeah, we're gonna be in March. We're gonna be, doing the how to eat foods you love and not lose control and blah 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 blah. So good. So good. It tastes so good month. That's what I'm calling it. I have to keep looking it up because I can't remember what it's actually called. Oh yes, thank you. I'll see y'all one more time before I go on the go watch my son in love on his race. Y'all know he looks like Tom Cruise, my son-in-law. She did good. He is a good-looking fella. I'm working on noticing negative self-talk and giving equal airtime. How can I respond or talk back to myself if the thought pops up about something delicious? You do not deserve that. I notice I have this conditional kindness where I only deserve a break or nice foods as a reward if I have completed my task. In my mind, that makes sense, apparently, though it's completely subconscious. What could I counter with, you do not deserve that? I would just say that's not true. I deserve whatever I want. But right now, I'm going to make a different choice. It's just not true. I keep telling myself that, but it's just not true. Yeah. Yeah, it's not true. Yeah, it's just not true. All right, y'all. Oh, you want to see Kyle. All right. I will talk to y'all later. See you next week, everybody. Bye.